can see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is acid rain. Mothers cry cause the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program on this Tuesday. And welcome, family. Good to be back with you. I missed yesterday. I had an appointment to go to, and so I wasn't here yesterday from 4 to 6. I was there last night at RevelationRadioNetwork.com, Revelation Radio Network. I was there last night, 8 to 10. Those just joining us, all of you, my name is Thomas Gambill. I'm the host of this program. I'm going to give you the truth today. Today, we're going to talk about aliens in the Bible. And there are no aliens. They don't exist. They are, though, fallen angels and demons with physical form and shape that's created from manipulated DNA. As in the days of Noah, so shall it will be in the end times. And we are in the end times. And they do have Nephilim in the ground, in the deep underground military bases. They're there. And they're getting tired of being down there. But they can't come up till God removes his protective hedge. And how does that happen? What's this nebulous idea of a protective hedge? What's this mean, protective hedge? Well, do you recall Sodom and Gomorrah? Noah's Ark? What caused God to unleash those judgments? And by the way, they didn't have harp in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, if anybody was to guess. Harp did not exist. They didn't have in Zechariah was no missile. that's nonsense coming from purposeful misinterpretation of Scripture to try to justify that there's aliens out there, and there's none. Absolutely none. Because if you believe in aliens, which I'm going to talk about today, then you might as well just put away the Bible and quit using it. And, you know, like Thomas Jefferson or Ellen G. White, just make your own Bible. Write your own. Or write a combination of several, tear out some pages of another, and tape them together, I guess, and you create your own Bible if you want to. I wouldn't recommend it, though. Now, if you read Revelation 22, 18, 19, I certainly wouldn't recommend it. Family, this is not a time to play these silly games with religion. Jesus Christ is not about religion. Jesus is about salvation, your redemption of all mankind under one ruling. That sin was defeated on the cross of Calvary. No reincarnation, no Buddha, no Krishna, no Shiva, no Imam Mahdi, no Maitreya, no Sananda, Yeshua, none of that. Nope. All those are fakes and frauds, and they're going to come down eventually in disclosure as aliens. It's being set up. And they're getting ready to pull it again. Family's been set up since exactly starting 1897. I got a study I've done on it, if anybody's interested. But family, if the one, unfortunately, the ones you can't trust are what's called theologians. Today, I can tell you not a one could be trusted. If they're from Harvard, they just close the book up and go away. Because every single one, with facts I can present, of your Harvard, Yale, MIT, John Hopkins, it doesn't make any difference. Which college? All of them. Every one of them. Bar none. Especially those involved in the Council of Foreign Relations, which is the Illuminati in the United States. Are humanist and Marxist scholars. Therefore, none of their books, their lectures are worthless. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying here? I mean, is this the impact of what I'm talking about? And can be proven. That's the kicker. Is that if they wrote a book from Harvard, some professor, I don't care if he's 75 years old, he's been lecturing around for 25, 30 years, that doesn't make any difference. His books are worthless. Ooh, but probably ticks some people off. But when they're a humanist or a Marxist, they have a biased approach. So how can their books be trusted? That's like Charles Manson submitting a thesis on why he should be set free to the jury, and they accept it. It's the same thing. He's going to be a little biased, I think. Oh, by the way, Charles Manson, he's in prison like Mandela was to protect them, not to incarcerate them. You have different factions of the Illuminati that are warring with each other. Charles Manson's role, and always has been for 20-some years, 15 years, whatever it was, is to coordinate the gangs in the United States for the final helter-skelter in the United States. That's what his role is. That's what he's got cell phones. You find the four or five have been confiscated. Mandela, working for the Illuminati, was protected in prison. He committed more murders while in prison from his direction than anybody. He's a Knights of Malta. That's like one of the three little pigs going to the pig farm and bringing back one of the wolves. Say, oh, I got Wolf Mandela here. For them to compare Mandela with Martin Luther King is an abomination. Mandela couldn't hold a candle to Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King was a real caring of people. He's a real man of God. Mandela was a murderer and a fraud and a fake because he was a Knights of Malta. That in itself, in the story, there's no debate. If he's a Knights of Malta, he is there for destruction. It's clear and simple. Don't care if you like him or he's your cousin or your uncle or doesn't make any difference. If he's a Knights of Malta, he's lying, always has been, just like Churchill and all the Knights of Malta have taken a blood oath against mankind. Look it up on your own. Read it now if you want to. then y'all come back. It's all there. You can do it while I'm talking if you want to. If I say some terms or some make some points that you're like, this is crazy, while I'm talking, go ahead and look it up. I challenge you. Go ahead. Before you run away. Because everything I've tell you has been researched thoroughly. With no biased approach. And I make no money off of this. I belong to no organization, no movement, no religion. I don't belong to nobody except for Jesus Christ. Done. No family, nothing. Except Jesus. That's it. That's where I draw the line. You see. That's where I draw the line. And the King James Bible is the only true word of God that you got. That's it. Only the King James. And that too can be proven. Springmeyer, Sheba, Skiba, whatever, Quail, all the rest of them, they don't go along with it. That means they got a serious problem with God. Because the King James Bible is the only true word of God. None of the other Bibles. And that's a fact. Because there are no replacements for the King James Bible. None. Not the Jerusalem Bible, Douay Rheims, Septuagint, which, yes, you know, Apocrypha, of course, isn't a Bible. None of the Bibles, not one of the 323 or whatever it is, not one can stand up to the King James Bible with evidence. All they can do then, when presented with this declaration of King James Bible only, is run away, block you, leave, get mad, get angry, or whatever. But that's just the way it is. Because they cannot come up with any alternative. Well, no Bible's perfect. Oh, really? So that means you're denying that God, you're saying God's a liar? Really? God's a liar? He said he would preserve his word. In what decade, what generation, did God renege on his promise? I'm all ears. Somebody tell me. Send me an email. What decade was it that God said, oops, I made a mistake, and I guess in the 1500s or 1600s or 1700s, 1800s or whatever, I failed. If you want to believe that, go on ahead. God didn't fail. So Satan had to go in the round and create counterfeit versions, corrupted Bibles, and all of them have one origin. Really. Goes back to origin, no pun intended, a Greek philosopher in Alexandria, Egypt. He wrote the second Bible ever written. And every Bible we have today, except for the King James, originates from origin. Too bad he had a different name. O-R-I-G-E-N. He's a piece of work, too. Pooh. Bad news guy. That's just the way it was. It's the way it is. Family, stay with the true word of God in the King James. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. And then we're going to get into it today, so to speak. Family, a lot of interruptions are going to come your way. It's going to increase. Family members will get sick. Your schedule is going to change. Work is going to get difficult. There's influences out there that they're going to mess with you. And they're going to use human beings that's closest to you. And they won't even know it. They won't know that they're being used. And the best thing to do is pray for yourself. Pray for them. Cover with the blood of Jesus. Because family, it's getting more and more every single day. Those that's attuned, or better word said, discernment, you're going to see it. If you're not seeing it already. But by the same token, divine appointments will increase. Divine appointments are going to get quite amazing. Well, don't be surprised how they turn out. because it's set up by God to spread that word and to keep you stronger. You got to prepare because God's going to up the ante now. He's going to fine-tune your dedication. He's going to fine-tune. And he's going to throw distractions in your way. It's kind of like this. It's kind of like I used to train law enforcement. I used to train instructors to train people. I trained physical security overseas in Saudi and Kuwait and different places, whatever. And so you train them in an easygoing environment. And then for advanced course, then you throw a little bit of zingers in there. You throw them into a real-world situations and watch how they react. Then you increase the involvement to make it as realistic as possible to see how they react under pressure. But you always start easy. Well, we're at that level to where he's going to start throwing things in your path to see if you're going to stand in or you're going to give up. So your day-to-day activities are going to increase. Your interference is going to increase. And your focus needs to increase. And only through the blood of Jesus can this happen. There's no other way. Deception will be the primary rule. It always has been, actually. Lord, we come before you in prayer today in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have to come together in this broadcast, in our Bible studies, on this network. Lord, when we have the time now, Father, to make the best of it. We know, Lord, that the time is coming for the true test to follow. And that, Father, we'll be put to that test. And, Father, to give us that strength and courage and words and the wisdom what we need to do to be able to spread that wisdom. Father, to keep us all straight and strong and keep that courage there, Lord, to drive us in the right path. The conviction if we fall away. Lord, we pray for our brethren. We pray for the family members surrounding us, Lord. Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit will cleanse out the houses to run the demons out. And Lord, to put the spread of blood of Jesus around us, Lord, to protect our families, ourselves, and those around us. Lord, to bring healing to our family members, to settle their minds, Lord, the curiosity, the desire to want to have that communion with God, that, Father, the divine appointments will bring that too. Father, to show us how to put on the full armor of God, that, Father, not to leave one area unopened. The Father, to keep us reminded and to drive us in the full armor of God, that, Lord, you'll teach us with your Holy Spirit on how to pull on that armor. That in the Scriptures, Father, says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. To teach us to put on the armor of God, the whole armor of God, that we will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. And Father, wherefore we take unto us the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand the evil day that's yet to come. And having done all, to still stand. And Lord Almighty, most merciful God, we humbly ask you, and of your great goodness, to restrain the workers of iniquity with which we have to contend. To grant us, Father, your full armor to advance on the gates and pull down the strongholds. And to stand firm on the rock of salvation. And to take confidently the belt of truth. And we thank you, Lord, for your victory. And Satan cannot stand against the bold supplication of truth, which is your word. We thank you, Lord, for the breastplate of righteousness. To embrace it, that perfect righteousness, which is the blood of Jesus. For our righteousness is but filthy rags The blood of Jesus covers us. Therefore, Satan must retreat before the righteousness of our Lord, because he has defeated foe. To lift up the shield of faith, Lord, and this against all blazing missiles that Satan fires at us. And Father, to know that the Lord is my shield. And Father, to recognize that our mind is a target of Satan's deceiving ways, and to cover our minds with the most powerful helmet of salvation. And with joy to lift up the sword of the Spirit, and that is the Word of God. To choose to live and breathe in His truth and power. And as the Word proclaims, for I am not given a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of sound mind. To stand on the truth of Your Word, Lord, to teach us, and to claim that peace. And we thank You, Lord, for prayer, for the King James Bible, for the sacrifice of Your Son, that we may have eternal life. And for that prayer, Lord, which helps us maintain our armor. And Father, that makes us soldiers in the Lord's army, calling out to Thee, armed with Thy power. And Father, to lead us and cover us, and our angels that follow, that protect us. And Jesus is our Lord, by the blood of Jesus Christ. We've seen righteous through Almighty God in heaven, now and for eternity. And Lord, we put our trust in the armaments and possessions, which is wrong. We remember and put our trust in the Lord, my God, everlasting Father. Blessed is the name of the Lord. And Father, we do pray for the veterans, that they learn this truth. We pray that, Father, that the armor of God, the blood of Jesus will cover them and protect them from the vaccines and the voice they hear in their heads coming from technology. That, Lord, You'll silence those voices and turn the technology against those putting it out. And, Father, we pray for those children that's being sought after for abduction, for the rituals being conducted this month, that, Lord, we know there'll be a lot of them. And, Lord, to shut down their covens and strip away their protection and confuse their minds of the invocations when they speak. And, Lord, show the power of Your might, that You close down their portals and You reveal to us the true nature of the fallen angels and expose them for who and what they are, the evil that they are. And, Father, we call upon You, finally, that, Lord, You give courage to those preachers and priests and popes and rabbis. That, Father, that You bring them down, humble them, Lord, that they'll speak the truth of the pulpits, the synagogues, and the cathedrals. That teach the truth about repentance. And to wake the churches up, Lord, with the Holy Spirit. This I pray, in the name of Your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. And Thy kingdom come, and Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, we're at war. It's a war that most people don't see yet. And when the time comes that they do see that war, it's going to be late. It's going to happen. But we don't know when. Right now, people don't want to hear it. They don't want to see it. They don't want to recognize it. That's okay. But at least you give them that seed. And just not to give up. It's going to be hard to do. Because everybody's looking for a quick fix. They're looking for mankind to bring back this country. It is not going to happen. Any kind of prosperity that comes, that follows later, will be a fake prosperity, exactly like they did in 1921. It'll just be a replay. The replay was 1921. J.P. Morgan had a mini, M-I-N-I, crash. Panicked the nation. Don't hear a lot about that. You won't hear that in the history books. But what you do hear in history books is good old boy, J.P. Morgan, the murderer that he was, along with Churchill, that murdered 1,201 sailors and personnel aboard the Lusitania. Oh, absolutely he did. Is a setup of an ambush. It was set up by Churchill, a Knights of Malta, yes, and J.P. Morgan, Illuminati, evil to the absolute core. Churchill, second cousin to Adolf Hitler. Churchill, Adolf Hitler, second cousin to Stalin and Queen Elizabeth II. They're all second cousins. The Holocaust did happen. These cowards wait till the World War II veterans all die out. They're trying to take out the baby boomers that resulted from the Second World War and Korean War. Because that's where the knowledge was passed on about the Holocaust and the right way to live. And they're waiting till you die out, baby boomers. When you die out, then it starts taking on the new generations that's been raised up by the rock and roll music and the charismatic movement, which is created by the Illuminati. Corrupted Bibles has been brought out. The mega churches, which is a bunch of garbage. The mega churches were designed to destroy any personal touch with the clergy and people. That was the purpose of the mega churches. And to gain a lot of money. And to come up with false doctrine to placate is what they do. Matter of fact, tonight at Bible study, I'm going to talk about how the preachers keep you from being saved. It's by design. I'd think that people might be interested in that, but you never know. Maybe people don't care to be saved. Maybe they think their works will get them through it. Well, the preachers out there, the 501c3, Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, controlled by the government, absolutely, have 30-some ways to keep you from being saved by ugly design. I can talk about that tonight, 7:30 to 9. I wrote it down, so I won't forget it. I sometimes tend to get ambitious in what I'm talking about. Oh, by the way, remind you before I continue to go to TalkStream Live, and you click on my photo there or the green bar to listen, or you can click on the photo and you come to my website again. And that helps keep a count of some sort so I know how many people's listening or where we sit with other people there. So if you could do that when you get an opportunity. Also, I have my archives, the late Bible studies and the broadcast in the past. I've sent them out on my distribution list. And you can always go there on your own. And I'm also let you know that we're played, our broadcast and Bible studies are played up at Highport Radio. .net, highportradio.net, John Kirkler. He's playing our broadcast and Bible studies on a random basis on his network, and he's building his network up. He's focused on that up in Highport Radio, and it's for New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York. In Colorado, we have KBLU Radio, Blue Raven Network plays us or simulcasts us there. My website, watchmenforjesus.com. I have a few studies there. I keep it simple there. But I have a lot of stuff there that studies stuff. Studies about the suicide conspiracy of our vets. How the HPV vaccination is designed to sterilize and kill You know, little things like that. You know, he's already killed 144 girls, but, you know, that's 144 too many. Every other country has stopped the HPV vaccination except America. Governor Perry tried to make it mandatory in Texas. That's the trick they play. They get it mandatory in one state or two, and then four, five, six states jump on it, and then they play the little games with NAACP or ACLU or whatever ridiculous organization they have, because they all control every one of them, to make their play. ACLU is religion. NAACP is your race. Zionism is for the race card for the Jews. For the white folk, it's Christian identity. For the black folk, it's, what's it, Jesus is black. Hebrew roots movement. Everybody's got a movement, man. All the races got a movement here, movement there. The Hispanics have the, what's the one, that, gosh, I just drew a blank. You have a movement of the Mexicans that want to take back America, the Mayan heritage, Atlan of nature. The Albanians, to get them a land to control them, Hitler came up with the Bali Kumtar. They find out what the culture needs before they use them. Then they provide that movement. It's called the dialectic. It's been working ever since Nimrod. That's why the Vatican created the religion of Islam. Yeah, in the 6th century. 6th, 7th century. The Vatican created Islam as a religion. Yeah, how about that? The Vatican created Zionism to set up and use the anti-Semite program. And for a program, but the Theodore Herzl, they use anti-Semite as a tool by design. For Americans, it was liberty with Freemasons, Paul Revere and Patrick Henry and a whole lot of them were deist. They weren't theists, they were deist. The facade was we're founded on Christian values. The reality was we're all Freemasons. Family, we've got to come to terms with what's really going on. Now, I was on, by the way, last night on Revelation Radio Network, and I have the archives up, and you can go to Revelation Radio Network also, pull down their archives. I talked about a pre-Adam race, that there wasn't any pre-Adam race, pre-Adamic race, no race of man before Adam. That's what your Christian identity comes out with, and it's not possible. They use scripture. If they use scripture, it's impossible to demonstrate it. I talked about that last night in length. Now, going back to the HPV vaccine, that vaccine, for example, was designed specifically to sterilize your children. That's a fact. The vaccine has actually killed 144 girls. All total adverse events, including male and female. You heard me right. Because they want young boys to take it too. Comes out to, in 2011, a study was done. 27,485 boys and girls, include gender unknown. Ought to be interesting. Of adverse reactions and deaths reported to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System of HPV vaccine. Gardasil, Cervarix, HPV4, HPV2. It disabled 9 male, disabled 879 females. I don't hear an outcry from Ron Paul or any of these other people. Now, they're certainly not for patriotism, that's for sure. Because they're secret society members. So they're frauds. So what about these other events that's taking place? Going back to 2011, today it's 144 deaths. In 2011, it was 99 deaths of female. 8 males died from HPV vaccine. 14 gender unknown, total of 121. Male and female and gender unknown. Well, you say there are 350 million people and there's only 121. Really? I've had someone tell me that. I said, really? Let's say there's only one death, and that death was your daughter or brother or son. Now what say you? Only one death, and it just happened to be your daughter or son. So now is that one too many? Or you don't, what? It's okay? I don't think so. How about the 121 parents? That's 121 too many. Non-negotiable. Life-threatening effects was 16 male, 502 female. 4 gender unknown. Total of 522 was life-threatening from a Gardasil vaccine. They had 4 of them, 4 deaths in India. They ceased the vaccine. Where's the outcry? Where are you, mothers, fathers, Freemason congressmen? Where are you? What's wrong with you? Emergency room visits, 354 male of HPV vaccine, 9,545 female emergency room visits, and 85 gender unknown. For me, it's a problem. I see a major problem that is being instigated. It's not accidental. It's like the suicides of veterans, 22 per day, is being orchestrated. It's planned out. The voice, the skull technology, puts the voices in their head. And they can't say it to anybody because they say, well, you have post-traumatic stress. Well, no, it's not there, liar. It is induced by technology. They're murdering 22 veterans every day by suicide, instigated by ELF technology, the psychotropic drugs combination, and voice-to-skull technology. That's a problem that nobody's addressing. Oh, yeah, they are. Well, we got them up in D.C. Rykoff. Really, you do you? Rykoff, whatever. And the senator, whatever his name is, I got it all written down here somewhere. But anyway, doesn't matter. They're Council of Foreign Relations member. That's like the little one of the little pigs in the house say, look, I got a best friend here. It's Wally the Wolf. Come on in, Wally. Sit down. Here's my three little pig friends here. He's going to be our housekeeper. Council of Foreign Relations is the Illuminati. Now, whether these people know who the Illuminati really is in CFR, doesn't matter. They're responsible to know if they're leaders. So let me just tell you, show you how they work this thing. Here's how it works. This is all part of the Humanist Manifesto. Every bit of it I'm talking about is part of the Humanist agenda. Every bit of it. So let's just pick one, and I'll show you how the strategy works. And then we'll go into aliens and Christian identity. I'm going to cover a little bit of news here for the next 15 minutes or so. Famous last words. But I'll do the best I can. And show you how Satan controls the politics, the economics, legislation, because he controls this world as allowed by God. He's getting more control every day because of us turning away from God. How? By this homosexual marriage, by the abortion issues that's being brought forth, euthanasia being set up in Oregon. You know, while we're chasing down planes flying through black holes, a Malaysia jet, and the pilot is a CIA, and all this Sherlock Holmes nonsense, Oh, there's pieces of garbage in the sea, and it looks like everybody's chasing that down, doing all these diagrams, and on all the talk shows, they're talking about the Malaysia flight, and everybody's all tired. In the meantime, in Oregon, they're setting up euthanasia to kill your children, to make it legal that they can say, Mama, I want to die because I don't like living like this. And the parent will say, well, no, honey, we'll take care of it. And the parent will say, no, I just want to die. And you, parent, cannot say anything about it because international rights of the child will take the rights away from you. But go on, watch about Malaysia flight and watch Dancing with the Stars, play golf and all this and all that. Go ahead. And when they come up and say, we own your child, I don't want to hear no kind of complaining. While y'all sit, while people better sit back. Now, some of y'all listening, you already know what I'm talking about. I guess I'm counting on these broadcasts being sent out to others that listening. But let me show you how they do this. Now, this applies to all of the Humanist Manifesto agenda items. And this one I'm going to talk about real quick is same-sex couple marriages, which is all of a sudden just blossomed. No pun intended. And so, here's what's going on with that. Now, you know, people want to marry the same sex. You know, that's their business. That's up, you know, God's going to judge them. All I can do is say that it's not allowed in the Bible. God looks down on homosexuality. You were stoned for that in the Old Testament, New Testament. It's a sin. As adultery, lying, cheating, Freemasons, all that stuff. It's no different. It's all sin. Okay, homosexuality is just another one. We just wasn't made to have man to man, woman to woman. If you haven't figured that out, I don't know what to tell you. Birds and bees, it's bees and bees and birds. It's all kind of wacko. Because it's an abomination. And they know that abominations decrease the influence that God has on that country or culture. Get us to put a spell on ourselves causes God to pull away, thereby giving them more latitude. It happened in the Garden of Eden. It's going to happen now. Well, here's how they do it. In March the 29th, 2014, this article came out called U.S. Recognizes Michigan Same-Sex Couple Marriages. And it could be abortion. It could be HPV vaccination made mandatory or any of the humanist agenda items. In this case, I'm choosing same-sex couple marriages. Now, here is the legal maneuvering they do. It's genius, actually. It's actually just amazing how these Freemason Knights of Malta judges and lawyers and legislators operate. And they have to. They have no freedom because they're under the control of a blood oath they give when they become a first, second, third, fourth, fifth, or 33rd degree Mason. They're required. They cannot go and do the right thing. They're not allowed. They take an oath to God to lie. So, you know, what can I tell you? Well, all they have to do is renounce that oath to God as a sin, and God will forgive them, and they're no longer obligated at all. You tell your Freemason buddies to hit the road, Jack, and you're under no obligation. Now, you're going to lose your favorite parking place, and you're liable to not get that contract. But you'd rather do that than spend eternity in hell? I don't know. What do you think? Anyway, so U.S. recognizes Michigan's same-sex couple marriages. Now, what happened there? Well, Attorney General Eric Holder, he's a throwaway, just like all the others. Just like the President of the United States is a throwaway of the Vatican. They do what they're told to do by the Vatican and the Illuminati. But in this case, Eric Holder is a shoeshine boy, just like Brzezinski, just like all of them, below the level of king and queen. They're nothing but throwaways. They have no significance at all. Panetta, all this, nothing. Nothing but worker bees. They have no freedom. In any case, Eric Holder, on the Friday, the 28th of March, extended federal recognition to the marriages of 300 same-sex couples that took place in Michigan before The Federal Reserve Appeals Court put the unions on hold. So Holder's action will enable the government to extend eligibility for federal benefits to the Michigan couples who married on Saturday. It means they can file federal taxes jointly, get Social Security benefits for their spouses and spousettes or whatever, and request legal immigration status for partners along with other benefits. Now, what did they do there? They brought it before the state legislature. And they had it passed that it's okay to marry same-sex marriage in Michigan, lifted the ban. They quickly all lined up, man, no pun intended. They got married, huggy, kissy, whatever, I don't know. All kinds of cute this, that, and the others. But they got married no matter what. And then all of a sudden, somebody in Michigan, they say, well, we're not going to recognize them. Stop, 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 stop. This, nobody figured this out. They do it every time. Oh, man, I tell you. And so now you had a stay of it, of the Holder's decision came a week after U.S. District Court Judge Bernard Friedman, in Detroit, struck down the gay marriage ban, and 2 days after Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, called last week his marriages legal, but said Michigan won't recognize them. Man, what a play, man. It's like the quarterback sneak, you know, or Statue of Liberty play. It's all part of a scam. So now that allows Eric Holder to step in. It's like a trick play in a football game. To tear down the U.S. military, one of the steps was, the role was for Billy Bob Clinton in 1990s to say, okay, don't ask, don't tell. So we don't ask you, don't tell us. Because that's cowardly. Of course, then again, he's Rhodes Scholar, what do you expect, from Illuminati member Clinton and his wife. They're all part of it. And so he says, same, don't ask, don't tell. Don't ask, don't tell. I was a recruiting officer, lieutenant, in Buffalo, New York in the disco era. Disco here and that go there, and you know me. 1978 in Buffalo, New York. I was a recruiting station officer. We'd ask him, you a homosexual? Well, yes, I am. You ain't coming in here. Sorry, bud. So now, in the 90s, don't ask, don't tell. So we don't ask, you don't tell us. I'm almost, don't tell me. We're going to make quota, so be quiet. Okay, so he gets them in on a regular basis, 1990, year 2000. It's a regular thing now. Don't ask, don't tell. Can you imagine? Man, give me those benefits. Yo, I want to go to school. I don't fight no war, but I want to go to school. I want to get that military benefits. Unemployment. Unemployment increases the number of enlistees in the military because of free education, free food, free. It's like, you see how it works? They know what they're doing, man. You know what FDR said? March 4th, 1939, part of the quote. Now you'll understand. He said, and I quote, behind closed doors in front of three congressional committees. I'm not going to read the whole quote. But part of the quote says, quote, how many times am I going to say quote, quote, quote? I did again, didn't I? Begin quote. There it is again. I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war, and a war only. Continue, quote. To hell with American people as far as democracy is concerned. It does not exist. It never did. And we will never let it happen that way. I'm going to crush business, infest America with all the aliens possible. In the last analysis, declare martial law, confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. Unquote. March 4th, 1939, behind closed doors at the front of three congressional committees, word for word copied down by Senator Lundeen. Yeah, how about that, huh? Four-time elected president. I'm going to give you the fireside chats because I love Americans. No, he didn't. He hated Americans. Absolutely. I got the whole quote if you want it. This is representative of all the presidents, except for Lincoln, McKinley, and JFK. Uh-huh. They all three had something in common. There's a few others that were murdered that people don't know about. But part of that quote, FDR, the real FDR, just like Nixon and Reagan and all of them, every one of them, family. Quote, I am putting my people ahead of all instruments, unquote. When he refers to my people, he's referring to the Illuminati family bloodline. When he refers to all instruments, he's referring to all Americans. You all were instruments of a bankruptcy in 1929 by virtue of the birth certificate. Guaranteed a $1 million trust fund of each person born 1929. That went into a Switzerland bank account that was part of the treasury. Oh, that's another story entirely. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. They also got a life insurance policy on every veteran. So when they make sure that veterans die, they collect that insurance policy. Y'all parents know that? Yeah. Anyway. So, Eric Holder, on cue, as planned, comes, steps in, and recognizes the marriages. Now, here's the tricky part to that. It serves many purposes. One, for those who don't understand this legal maneuver, those that's in the patriotic fervor of blah, 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 you know, 4th of July and the government and we have a Muslim in the office and all that stuff is all set up, will say, doggone it, we're tired of the government stepping in. Or here, here, we are, yeah, Tea Party meetings, right? We're tired of that. Yeah, we da-da-da-da-da-da. You get all the rah-rah-rah stuff and all that out of the way. And what it does is it sets them up and starts talking about succession of states from the federal government. So the government can't step in. What they don't realize is China's bought our debt, over 280-some foreign trade zones in America. Sovereign Chinese territory sold to China thanks to Hillary Clinton. FDR used every American citizen as collateral. Before that was 13 states in 1859. Before that, collateral was Washington, D.C. That's why it's called District of Columbia, 1789. It's always been under your noses. Well, they had the stimulus plan going on in 1999 because we didn't reach New World Order. So they had some way of keeping us going, so they had to have some kind of stimulus. So China started buying up land. Long story short, they actually have military bases in Mexico. Yeah, buddy, and South America. Uh-huh. And the Russians were let in by Billy Bob Clinton in 1990 when he said, no, don't ask, don't tell. It's all part of it. An agreement with the Chinese Illuminati named Lee, L-I, family. Breakspear. Illuminati family connected here. Do Brandina. It's all connected, man. Well, oh, by the way, don't ask, don't tell. I'm sorry, I got off track. Let me go back to that a minute. Don't ask, don't tell. Billy Bob Clinton let him come in. And it was supposed to be Bush or Obama. It ended up being Obama. To then, on cue, as scripted, to say, now you can come out of the closet. The purpose was to divide U.S. military forces. and get the wartime generals and colonels and majors. It's, you know, tough and rough and tough and mean, former veterans, wartime. You're letting a homosexual in my military? What's wrong with you? Well, you can't say nothing about it now because it's legal. Matter of fact, they made sure you knew it because Ruth Bader Ginsburg conducted the ceremony on the White House lawn to make sure it was seen and promulgated, and it worked perfectly. Lifting the ban of females coming into frontline units to fight alongside males, it don't work. And they knew that. The cowardice Joint Chief of Staff, Freemasons or Knights of Malta, whatever, I'm sorry, but you know, they don't have any backbone. They lost their, I don't know what they, I don't know if they ever had it. What's wrong with them? They stand up and say, wait a minute, we're not going to stand for this. Because they have, they had 12,000 sexual assaults, 2010. And then when they said, don't ask, don't tell, and lifted the ban, now you can tell, he come out, had 15,000 male assaults in the military. Now, do you think maybe that could cause some problems in the showers and the camaraderie of Marines and Army? Yeah, it does. That's reality. And that was the purpose of it all along, was to divide our services. And you generals out there, you know that, don't you? Because you briefed the Council of Foreign Relations, the Illuminati, on to bring us to a new world order. You know it. And we know, those of us that know what you're doing, we know it too. We know what you're doing. You won't get away with it. It will bring America down to the North American Union. You will help bring in the Antichrist. But you will never defeat the Creator. And when Sananda Emmanuel, the fallen angel, comes in as Yeshua, the fake Jesus, Yeshua, there's a 100% chance that he's going to end up in hell, along with Moria, Saint Germain, Maitreya, all the rest of them. They're going to hell. Because hell was created for the fallen angels, and that's where they will end up at. Now, those that follow them, you will be going to hell. Of that, there's no question. The only question is, when? Well, that'll be when the day you die, unless you repent, or be the day at the end of the 7-year tribulation, if you live that long. It doesn't matter. You're still going to hell, because you'll be judged. Until you repent. If you repent, well, that's a whole different ballgame. Back to Michigan. So, that was the gameplay they made. That's how they do it. It's perfectly strategized. Is that a word? If it isn't, I just made it up. It still works. Oakland County was one of four that took the extraordinary step of granting licenses Saturday, hours before the 6th U.S. District Court of Appeals in Cincinnati ordered a temporary halt. The stay was extended indefinitely on Tuesday. You see a little bit of coordination going on here? A little game being played that people are... In the meantime, what are y'all worried about? Some Malaysia flight? DeMarco and Lisa Ulrey, or whatever, were among the dozen of couples who married Saturday in Oakland County, northwest of Detroit. See, Detroit and Dearborn were destroyed over the past 20 years by design to make way for Muslims to move in. Oh, man, did the light go on? That was the purpose of it. So when the Muslims, the terrorists is being released and allowed in the United States, as Obama did, by design. Bush is no better. The rest of them, they're all part of the same agenda. They head straight to safe houses in Detroit and Dearborn, as created by the government, as ordered by the Vatican, those lion murdering Jesuits. Knights of Malta, you know exactly what's going on, don't you? You brief them at the CFR, don't you? What they said was, I quote, "The federal government is making great strides with recognizing same-sex marriage." DeMarco said, quote, "It's time for Michigan to get out of the prehistoric age and get with the times. When you have a state government that's full of hate and straddles political lines and doesn't recognize that people are people, it affects a lot of people." How about that? God's going to pull away and pull away and pull away. And when he does, and the tribulations begin, like in Sodom and Gomorrah and in the flood, as a watchman, don't say we didn't tell you so. This is what's coming down. It's what's going on behind the scenes. While they keep playing around with this Malaysia flight. Who gives a hoot about the Malaysia flight? Really, what's the difference does it make? If it existed in the first place. But they sure got y'all busy now. A lot of Sherlock Holmes out there. Got everybody all busy. Trying to figure out where this Malaysia flight went to. Yeah, by golly. Yeah, Shazam. Everybody's got a theory. In the meantime, they're passing euthanasia in Oregon. Same-sex marriage in different states, playing these little political games. It's going to be nationwide. Oh, yeah. So, succession of states. Let's get away from a federal government, from this Muslim president. He's not Muslim. He's the same as Bush. They're light workers, Luciferian. Let's get away from the federal government. Let's secede. Yes. It's called balkanization, and you'll love it. They'll make sure you love it. And once you balkanize, means divide up from the United States into separate states, the UN is going to absorb you into regions that was set up in 1972 by that lion Nixon. Executive Order 11647. Go look it up. 11731, Executive Order. 11495, all 1972. When his dictatorship did not succeed, and they were not able to kill Spiro Agnew, oh, I got details. They had to transfer it on to FEMA, that was set up by Oliver North, Nixon, Jerry Freda, Reagan. And they absorbed the same plan of dividing the United States in 10 regions, 5 states each. But first, they got to get you all to agree to seceding, and want to. But then they got a little bit of a wrinkle to it. The UN will take over. Plus, international rights of the child will take your children. It will happen. And they have police there to protect your children? No. From Sandy Hook situation? Uh-uh. They got the police there that will be increased with armed security. Felons trained, over 200,000 nationwide, will protect the school from you when they start the forced vaccination and HPV shots and vaccinations. And you can't do a thing about it. But we can always spend half an hour talking about this stupid Malaysia flight if you want to. I don't want to. I don't care about it. I'm focusing on what's important. So all I can do is, like myself, is just pray against it. See, they're addressing in D.C. this past couple weeks the suicide of veterans. I'm sure they brought up that stupid, that ridiculous nose spray that they say can stop suicides. That's an absolute insult. All I can say is God help them. Because God's going to judge them for the lying to us. And that includes the Joint Chief of Staff who lost their backbone a long time ago when they took the blood oath. They're the ones in bondage. Well, look at here what I've got. March the 16th on Sunday. sexual misconduct in the military. Well, what a coincidence that is. Voting 97, for and none against, the Senate on March 10th passed a bill, S-1917, to keep prosecutorial, I got it right, the decisions of prosecutorial in military sexual assault cases in the chain of command while giving armed services more tools for preventing, responding to the estimated 26,000 acts of sexual misconduct each year against U.S. troops. 26,000. That's a whole division of sexual misconduct every year against U.S. troops. And they're going to put women on frontline units and combat zones. Panetta, boy, what happened? You drink some bad water or something or what? And Joint Chief of Staff, what, you got glue on your pants? You can't stand up or raise your arms? What's the deal? Do you want to lose your rank or you're under a blood oath not to say anything? The bill would grade commanders on their record of preventing or dealing with assaults in their ranks. It requires victims to be advised of the relative merits of pressing military versus civilian charges. Limit the good soldier defense and require Secretary of Defense and Attorney General to jointly address the scourge of sexual attacks on those in uniform. In addition, the bill would extend the service academies. Well, I don't want my daughter to join that military. They don't want them to either. They want to destroy the U.S. military to bring in the foreign troops to set up the North American Union. You get it? They're letting you know the sexual assaults. They want you to know it so you won't send your kids to the military. And the ones they got there, they want to completely destroy it. That's the big picture. Ain't that right, Joint Chief of Staff, huh? Now, we can watch TV. We can study about that Malaysia flight. We can deny everything if you want to. But they're going to have euthanasia in Oregon. And then, just like I've explained it here, they'll extend it to the states. And your kids can kill themselves and you don't have to worry about it. But don't forget about golf and all that other stuff. Just sit there and listen to it and keep working. Don't worry about what the government's doing. Be quiet now. Don't y'all say nothing. Just be good little old sheep. Go along with the program. I don't know what else to do except be facetious. I'm sitting here, feel like my hands are tied, and all I can do is talk to a certain number of people every day. I bet y'all want evidence of what I'm saying, don't you? Bet y'all want evidence of what I'm talking about. Well, I think I might be able to help you here. Did you know in 1977-78 time frame that Ruth Bader Ginsburg sent a report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights and based on her previous court opinions stated that the federal government should change the homestead law and provide double benefits to couples who don't live together as the husband and wife who do live together. The purpose of that was to split the families and marriages. She also said in this report that the government should provide comprehensive child care. That would be linked up in the 1990s with International Rights to the Child, which never passed really in 1989. But they're trying to get it passed now. Let's get the children out of the home. But the evidence I'm talking about here is, quote, draft women into the military, assign them to combat duty, and then when they're in the military, send them to combat duty and apply affirmative action to the armed forces and this was to equalize the number of men and women. The purpose of this was, in fact, to eliminate traditional feminine roles, unquote. That was the purpose. The feminist movement was created, funded by the Rockefeller Foundation, to destroy families. This is confirmed by testimony. That's the purpose of the feminist movement. Number four of her plan was to eliminate a traditional family concept. As a husband, as a breadwinner, wife as homemaker, and integrate all male and all female organizations such as Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, fraternities, and sororities. Their purpose was and is to eliminate traditional male roles. That's the purpose of it. Oh, you say, well, Tom, that was 1970s. Oh, really? Okay, well, explain this. The Boy Scouts, quote, boot openly gay scout leader. Now, that's a local kind of thing, right? Now, with the push about homosexual marriages, the ACLU jumping on it in court, just like what I described to you, watch him sue. And that will allow not only gays in the, what's traditionally a male organization to come in. Transgender, it's already happening now. And to then integrate scout units with male and female. This is how they do it. This was only recent. This is 1970s they planned this. There's your evidence. There's the plan in the report. There's the article dated. And some before this, too. This is just recent. Dated today. it's pretty up to date. An openly gay Boy Scouts troop leader in Washington State was abruptly removed from his post for deliberately injecting his sexuality into the job. Boy Scouts of America announced on Monday. Scoutmaster of Seattle's Troop 98. Profile by NBC News. Let's get up on the top here. Next comes the National Council's revoked his registration. So now he goes back and sues, and watch what happens. Do you know the Boy Scouts was created by the Freemasons? A. Truatt talks about the abuse in Boy Scouts of young boys in the Boy Scouts. Y'all get the idea here, y'all, of how this thing's working out? How's what's really going on behind the scenes? Well, looky here. I got another one. Isn't this a hoot? Colorado House passes forced vaccination bill. That should have some of y'all sitting back in your seat with your mouth gaping open. One of 18 states pushing corporate drugs. So when they start to come to your school and you get a text from your kid saying, Mom, they're making us have a vaccination, and you quit work and run down to the school, you will not be able to get your child out because you will have police there to stop you. And that's the purpose of police in schools now. When are people going to wake up? International Rights of the Child. A New Jersey teenager reportedly suspended over Confederate flag on his truck. Now, why am I reading this from out here in North Carolina? Who cares? Why are they suspending him for a Confederate flag on the truck? How many decades have they had Confederate flags on the trucks? But now you hear about it now, don't you? Well, I think it's time to have international rights of the child. I think it's time to have a little bit of racial problems here. What if his father's a Freemason? Anyway, Supreme Court sides with Arizona patient whose marijuana was taken by police. Supreme Court sides with him. Aha! Marijuana, the drug. It opens up portals. They're going to make it mandatory. They're going to make it legal. When they do, mandatory drugs, it'll be legal. You're going to have a medicated nation. They're planning on that. How about this one? And then we'll talk about, well, it says we're going to talk about that. Went a little further about the news. I got into it here a little bit. CDC admits 98 million Americans receive polio vaccine contaminated with cancer virus. They confirm it. In 1952-53. They confirm it. How about that, huh? Oh, ho, hum. Let me show you one more step what they do. Now, a British Jew warns U.S. Jewish organizations to heed rapidly shifting world opinion. They say here, received a note below from a British Jew. Had a conversation on the phone with him, this person says. He felt urgent responsibility to communicate the world's opinion of Israel to American Jews before public opinion in the U.S. shifts dramatically, led by BDS movement. So, you got the Jew issue coming up again. All right, watch what they do here. Let me show how this works. See, they're ones going to bring in Yeshua, the fake Jesus. Yeshua, Jeshua, Yahweh. Well, let me show you how this works. Did you know the term Zionism was created by the Vatican, like the Vatican created Islam as a religion? The term Zionism was introduced in 1893 by Nathan Birnbaum. But Theodor Herzl, who was an Austrian Jew born to a prosperous, emancipated Budapest family, he recognized as the founder of the Zionist ideology. He published in 1896 The Jewish State. Now, he declared that the cure for anti-Semitism was the establishment of a Jewish state. As he saw it, the best place to establish the state was in Palestine. Now, Herzl claimed that the establishment of a Jewish state would cure anti-Semitism. He also promoted anti-Semitism to further this cause. Balfour. Now, in his own diary, he says, I quote, "It is essential that the sufferings of Jews become worse. This will assist in realization of our plans. I have an excellent idea. I shall induce anti-Semites to liquidate Jewish wealth. The anti-Semites will assist us thereby in that they will strengthen the persecution and oppression of Jews. So the anti-Semites shall be our best friends." From his diary, part 1, page 16. Now, Benny Morris, who is an Israeli historian, he talked about in his records and writings how Herzl foresaw how anti-Semitism could be harnessed for the realization of Zionism. And so Herzl regarded Zionism's triumph as inevitable. And not only because life in Europe was ever more untenable for Jews, quote, but also because it was Europe's interest to rid the Jews and relieve of anti-Semitism. See how they do it? Continuing, quote, "The European political establishment would eventually be persuaded to promote Zionism Herzl recognized that anti-Semitism would be harnessed to his own Zionist purposes. Now, add to that, stick in instead of Zionism, homosexual marriage. Racial issues. Family, it's a strategy they use. And we've fallen for it again. That's how they do it. The Illuminati. And the Jesuits. I'm laying it out for you. It's all there. You know, I don't know what to do. You know, all I can do is just tell it like it is, and I just move on. You know, and they got to blame the Jews because it's really the Zionist, it's really the Vatican, the Roman Illuminati, German and Italian, the outside Illuminati, the ones you all know. You know, Rockefellers and Rothschilds and all these others. That's the ones they know about. The real ones are inside the Italian, the German. And they're heading to a new world order that they've trained children for already. Quote, the author says, I live in London in the UK and my father is Israeli. I was raised to support Israel. Pure Hashbara. The atmosphere in Europe towards Israel was bad, but now it's toxic. If the USA shared the European view, the Jews would be deported out of Israel, and Europe used to hate Jews because of anti-Semitism. Now they have a reason to hate us. Unquote. I rest my case. Right there before your eyes. Look up the article. A British Jew warns U.S. Jewish organizations to heed rapidly shifting world opinion. Unquote. His plans coming true back to 1893. Just as sure as I'm sitting here. And I'm sure not standing. I've given everybody evidence of this slam dunk. Some of you already know this, so I guess I'm talking to those that don't, that's not listening today. Or maybe some of you out there don't know. Well, now you know how this is really working while we kept busy with some stupid flight 370 or whatever the dickens it is. And the thing is set up a long time ago. To keep us busy. Well, like I said, in the old days, the pioneer days, get them up, head and move them out. Let's move on. Now, you know, sometimes you wonder if you make a difference, really. When you see this before you and all these people at the highest level, either they don't see it or they're a part of it. It really is frustrating. It really is. And they belong to a movement. They belong to some religion or whatever. Jesus Christ is not about religion. He's not about Christianity. Being a Christian is not about Christianity. How's that? Being a Christian is following Jesus. It's not following some theology that's based by a humanist manifesto in every college and university, by a little stretch. It's not about proving Christianity. It's about proving the divine authority of Jesus Christ. Not Christianity. I've read articles that said, well, this, that, and the other proves Christianity. What's that got doing anything? Christianity? You mean Mormonism or Seventh-day Adventist or Baptist who go one way or the other? You must be baptized. You must speak in tongues. All that's wrong. Or Methodist or Presbyterian. I'm a firm believer in Presbyterianism. Okay. And so that means what? I love my pastor, John Jones, or Elmer Fudd. He's a great pastor. I'm going to stick with him. Really? I'm a Jonesite. Oh, okay. And that means what? For who? Not about Jesus. They tell you, well, we use the King James Bible. What they don't tell you is we twist the scriptures to fit our agenda. And if they use the other Bibles, well, that's a no-brainer. Well, the greatest deception is yet to show. And that's this alien issue. It's going to get big. I don't know when they're going to pop it on us. Billy Graham supports aliens out there. The Pope. Greer, Stephen Greer, all these people at high level. They don't have a clue, one. If they support the aliens, then they should know they're supporting demonic activity. Demonics, demons, fallen angels. What if aliens were proved to exist? What would happen? How would this discovery impact the Christian faith? Don't these so-called theologians that's supported by the Vatican and the Jesuits have come up with that question or not? They believe in original sin, or they write their own Bibles or interpret the way they want to? Theologians, astronomers, and science fiction fans of writers have contemplated the question long and hard. And these debates have narrowed down where the problems would come up. But the variables prevent really a definitive answer in some cases. Of course, that certainly would discredit the Bible. There's those that say, well, no, it wouldn't. Well, yes, it does, because original sin. End of story, debate over. The discussed issue is that of the identity and work of Jesus. If you don't believe in him, it should be easy. If you don't believe in him, you must believe in evolution, which is impossible with entropy as a principle in the universe. Everything dies, rots, rusts, used up, or taken. Mutates, which means it's missing something. And something mutated produces something mutated. And it doesn't live long. So don't buy into that nonsense. These professors are humanists and Marxists. Therefore, their writings are worthless. Totally worthless. God sent his only begotten Son, God incarnated human flesh, to save mankind and redeem creation. Do you know that the human flesh cannot live outside the Van Allen belt? And they don't have any materials that can save a human being outside the Van Allen belt. The radiation in space is massive. It's untenable for human flesh. That's why God changes human flesh into transgression. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Translate. It's called translation. Not translation like in words, but translation is changing the DNA molecules and so forth to a different vibration, more spiritual, thereby able to go into the radiation of the universe, meaning going to third heaven. Human flesh will not survive because it'll be burned up like a match head. Let's get graphic here. Human flesh can only survive here in the encompassing eggshell of the Van Allen belt. Ain't nobody went to no moon. And liars, liars, liars. NATO, excuse me. Well, that's a Freudian slip. NASA and the CIA was made up mostly of Nazis from Operation Paperclip after 1945. CIA and NASA was made up by Nazis. We didn't win the war. We just brought it over here. God sent his only begotten Son, God incarnated human flesh, to save mankind and redeem creation. Now, you have to ask yourself, it begs the question, does that redemption include life on other planets? It either does or it don't. Would God have manifested himself on other planets as well? Like Aslan and Narnia? Movies help a lot, don't they? Does only begotten mean only physical representation? It only refers to human species. What about the so-called aliens out there and all these, as Billy Graham says, thousands of planets? Oh, yeah. Oh, he sure does. He says you don't have to know the name of Jesus, too. It's all coming out, him and Shuler both. Well, okay. How about a little evidence here? Billy Graham, for example, a conversation with Billy Graham, Midwest Today, January 1997. The question was asked him in this news brief, quote, "The discovery of an asteroid from Mars recently raised speculation that the possibility of life elsewhere in the universe. I wonder if that has or raises any theological questions for you," unquote. And then what Billy Graham said was, I quote, "It doesn't for me because I believe there's life on other planets. We have this galaxy, the Milky Way, and they now speculate there are millions and millions of galaxies. And in each galaxy, a trillion stars, planets, and all that. I can't imagine that we're the only one has life. That would be a terribly egotistical thing for us to say about it as a planet," unquote. Whoa. That's tough. That's rough. Throw the Bible out the window. He's given credibility to a belief of the coming Antichrist, the alien announcement. Back when Fritz Springmeier wasn't controlled, back in 92, there's a deception of Billy Graham, a mind control front, and forbidden knowledge. Quote, in one of Fritz's 1992 newsletter, Billy Graham is quoted stating he thought UFOs were angels of God. On either January 28th or 29th, Smyrna, February 1993, page 3, Billy Graham was interviewed on television by David Frost. Billy Graham said he believed people in heaven are sent by God to other worlds to help them in redemption of life. This is edging somewhat close to what Mormons believe, that Christians, that's Mormons, will each receive their own planet to be God of. And another show, Graham said he wanted to evangelize other planets, unquote. Oh, well. Like we used to say back in the day, what now, Lieutenant? They're all coming out. Another consideration would be advanced life. The sinner need redemption in the same way we do. Human life is in the blood, Leviticus 17, verse 11. So, where's the life of these hypothetical aliens? What would have to be sacrificed to save them? Did Jesus' sacrifice on earth save everybody? Of the life on earth, the only condemned life in the entire universe, we are the ones that drew the short straw? That's not fair. Or they have some sort of Jesus in every planet. This brings up, well, hey, those are logical questions. How about that? Need the answers before I believe in some silly alien story. Could the human blood of Jesus save certain other creatures of copper-based DNA or silicon or whatever, whose sin was melting and reforming themselves in unnatural shapes? And then it comes up, what about the image of God? Since God has no physical body, he's spiritual. So then it's a reflection of God's non-physical aspects, rationality, morality, sociability. So would these aliens have the same characteristics? What about reptilians? With David Icke, who's a New Ager, Freemason, a disciple of Jordan Maxwell, of course, who loves, he salivates at the mouth when you talk about Blavatsky. And so did Adolf Hitler, too. Blavatsky brought in the New Age movement. She is a mother of the New Age movement, Blavatsky. And Teilhard de Chardin, a Jesuit priest, is the father of the New Age movement. Y'all Catholics? Did y'all know that? Because they're setting you up for a fail when they have a re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church on cue to go back to the ancient mystery schools of religion called the New Age movement today. Talking about the snake skin. That's where Yeshua, Yahweh, the fake name of God, his name is Jehovah. It's in the Bible. You'll not find Yeshua, Jeshua, or Yahweh, whatever, in the King James Bible. And the King James Bible is the only true word of God, the only one complete. Geneva Bible's not. Matthew's is not. None of them are not. Aren't. Complete. They all come from one origin, too, by the way, as I mentioned. King James is separate. It all comes back to it. Then you got the young earth creationism on discovery of alien life. It's conceivable and unlikely that these geological pyrotechnics that went off in the Big Bang, the great global flood, would have spewed out bacteria or some kind of stone all the way to Mars where it found shelter in the Misty Canyon. Any life form more complicated or further out would be much harder to harmonize with the literal meaning of Genesis 1. Could these demons take trees and shrubs and rodents and little bugs to another planet? Similar to Earth? Without the Spirit's blessing of life, it's unlikely any would have survived. And look what God did to the Tower of Babel. He took it down. So you might have parallel creations, maybe. But the Bible does not mention any parallel creations. I have other sheep. It wasn't talking about aliens. And there's no reason that God would have to tell us about them if he did. If a more advanced race is found, it would be interesting really to see if they had stories about creation, sin, redemption, omnipotent, all-seeing deity. So if so, the Bible would have even more external validation. If not, then we have another mission field. Considering what we actually know about space and life and the world as God sees it, we already have an explanation for the so-called alien activity. It is demonic. It is fallen angels. That's where Yeshua comes in. That's why they're setting you up in the sacred name movement. Christian identity. Hebrew roots movement. All this is connected. And they're sneaking up on you, getting you used to it. So when Sanan Emanuel appears at the time designated, I am Yeshua, I am your Jesus of Nazareth, I'm here, take me to your leader. Oh, wait a minute, I am your leader. Well, God's got something else to say about that. It's called hell. Swedenborg said, all these fallen angels do is lie. Accounts record the encounters with supposed aliens can be stopped by a real, authentic call to Jesus. Isn't that a hoot? Isn't that amazing? These little bug-eyed, little big-headed beings that's been reported at people's houses. A person woke up in fear and called out the name of Jesus. Not Yeshua, but Jesus. The Jesus of the King James Bible. And they had to leave. And it's going to happen in the future to everybody along the way when these Nephilim come out on the day of the Lord. Pray you're not here. If you are here, rapture didn't happen and you're here. In the name of Jesus Christ, they have to abide by what you say. But you better be covered in the blood of Jesus. Everything points to the activity of demons, not extraterrestrials. And yes, discovery of alien life would have an effect on genuine Christianity. The Bible stands as written. There's nothing in that would absolutely contradict the existence of extraterrestrials. Because people can argue the point. They can deny whatever they want to. Aliens do not exist. Because if they did, it would eliminate original sin. Now, ask yourself, based on the planning which I've presented in my website, watchmanforjesus.com, you will find on my timeline, which is about 200 pages long, that there is an alien deception as part of the end times events. It's planned. Now, what I'm going to do tomorrow, tonight or tomorrow, or both, I can talk about the alien deception as part of the end times events. It's quite lengthy. It's a more of discussion. But there's coming a powerful deception, Matthew 24, verse 24. And interest has been rising on the theory that the deception will include alien beings from another planet. I've talked about this where it started in 1897. H.G. Wells wrote the book, War of the Worlds, novel, thick book, was what's called predictive programming. H.G. Wells was a Freemason. Orson Welles was a Freemason. 1938, War of the Worlds broadcast. Was a funded, Rockefeller funded through Princeton University as a psychological warfare experiment to see if mankind, or the humans, excuse me, if Americans would believe in alien invasion. And they did. That's how it really came about. It wasn't a publicity stunt at all. It was set up a year ahead of time through Princeton University. Psychological warfare experiment funded by the Rockefeller Foundation. 1938 came out the first Superman magazine. It's all been set up. Now, I was going to talk about the Christian identity program. I want to give this more time tomorrow about this alien thing because it's going to come up heavy in everybody's life when they finally release it. And I'd like to give that more time so we can do that tomorrow. Those of you that keep track, remind me. But I wanted to talk to you a little bit about this Christian identity movement. And I'm talking to it for their sake. Get out of it. Get out of there. Any kind of movement, organization, sovereignty, patriotism, all that, are idols. Jesus is the only way. And there's no flags in heaven. There's no flags on this earth when Jesus Christ comes back. And this Krishna Identity Movement is a name that applies to a different religious cults. And they're all identified in one shape, form, or fashion by racist, anti-Semitic principles. Aha! Now you see. We're back to anti-Semitism. Formed by the hierarchy to use anti-Semitism. I probably should have said this a little while ago, but anyway, for those who've been listening, you go back to my previous, about 45 minutes ago to an hour, how it ties in to the anti-Semitic principles. These cults are typically found among radically anti-government, extremist right-wing groups and survival groups and so forth. And the Christian identity cults are connected by unbiblical theological similarities, actually, and they're centered on a white supremacist mindset. And the idea, and you'll find the Tribe of Dan linked in with this, by the way, it's linked to British Israelism, Hebrew Roots Movement, Sacred Name Movement, the Yahweh, Yeshua, Jerusalem Bible, all corrupted point of view. It just is. They've changed it, I understand, from Christian identity to national identity. What happened to Christian? Oh, it changed on me. The largest Christian identity movement is Ku Klux Klan, the KKK. And then the Aryan Nation. There's other groups. The Christian Identity Movement and includes British Israelism. It's a milder philosophy that gives rise to Christian Identity Theology. It's Kinism. But K-I-N-I-S-M. So the Christian Identity is more racist. That's a problem. And there's other differences as well. The followers believe that the end of the world is going to be preceded by a cleansing war, which all non-whites will be exterminated. What are you talking about? The dangerous and scary mindset has given rise to terrorism, other type negative behavior from Christian identity followers. They get pulled into it with a lot of rah, rah, rah speeches and all this. And it completely encompasses them. The history and activities of the Christian identity movement are extensive. But there's actually two main perversions of the doctrine. It's famous for the idea that the British, by extension, Americans and Canadians and others, are the spiritual and literal descendants of the 10 lost tribes of Israel. Which is not possible. The lost tribes of Israel aren't really lost in the first place. And they are descendants of Ishmael and Isaac. And the half-brother is Ishmael. They're Arab. You see. We're not in America, the 10 lost tribes of ancient Israel. They believe the white race is representative of God's chosen people, a belief that was founded in some kind of creative interpretation of a migratory history of such. But it's not based on fact at all. And the Bible tells us that God's going to restore Israel as a nation. But the Bible also tells us that the Jews will turn against God, turn against Jesus in the last days, will confirm that peace covenant, which hadn't happened yet. They're trying to fake it coming up, but with Obama and the Pope and all that, it's a fake. And after protecting from many nations who will come up against Israel in the end times, but contrary to beliefs of the Christian identity movement, it's clear, and if you look in the Bible, that the nation of Israel will be made of the same ethnic group that was responsible for the death of Christ, namely the Jews. Zechariah 12, verse 10. And the second unbiblical belief held by Christian identity is that the end times and return of Jesus They believe it's going to be ushered in by a genocidal war. The war of 200 million in the end times is a transhumanized supernatural army. But very interestingly, the belief fits more closely with the teaching of Islam than of Christianity. So the Bible teaches that Christ will return to set up his kingdom without the aid of mankind. God's not going to use mankind. He don't need to. And the aforementioned passage in Zechariah. You see, it makes it clear. And it's supported in numerous other passages, like in Revelation 1, verse 7. And you know what it says? That all tribes will witness his coming. And in Titus 2, verse 3, it was written by a Jewish man named Paul, and that to a Jewish church, as they were all joyfully anticipating Jesus' appearance. And there's mention that wars and rumors of wars would occur before the end. And you'll find that in Matthew 24, verse 6. But you know, there's no indication in Scripture that the Jewish nation would have to first migrate to Northern Europe. Excuse me. Whoa. So furthermore, there's no biblical reason to believe that non-white races will ever be eliminated by the hand of God or by his true followers. In fact, the new Jerusalem in heaven will house all the nations, and the kings of the earth will bring the glory and honor the nations into it. You'll find that in Revelation 21, 22 to 27. And you know that the Lord's always protected the sojourner and the foreigner. Yeah. Deuteronomy 27:19. Isaiah 56, verse 1 to 8. He's always protected them. And through his command, told Israel not to marry the daughters of foreigners. So he tempted and be tempted to worship their idols. And they didn't. That's why they remember. Every generation that goes back, they have to do it in a bar mitzvah thing, whatever, I don't know. They got to remember all these names, got to memorize it. Like Freemasons got to memorize their blood oaths and all that stuff. They got to cite the generations going back to whenever. They're not going to marry outside their race. God's always drawn and will continue to draw converts from other nations and tribes and tongues. You find that in Ruth 1, chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. That's what Ruth is all about. In Revelation 7, verse 9. And you know what distinguishes these converts from the other, from those who reject God, is not their skin color, but their acceptance of his offer of forgiveness through the shed blood of Christ on the cross. Favor with God is a matter of the heart, not a matter of race or nationality. Lifestyles against God, you witness to them to stop the lifestyle, homosexuality, murder, rape, adultery. You see? That's what it's all about. The sons of God and daughters of men in Genesis 6, 1 to 4. Christian identity, family, all this stuff is connected because it goes back to the pre-Adamic race. And do you know that Christian identity believes in a pre-Adamic race? It's all connected, man. Oh, it's all connected together. We come right back around. I'm not really talking about different subjects here. They're all connected together. Now I want to talk about tomorrow. The alien issue in more detail, and the sons of God and daughters of men. And we'll talk about aliens in the Bible. We'll mention specifically 1 Samuel 28:13. Oh, there's so many more in the Bible. It talks about giants. But this is real, not Harry Potter nonsense. Roland was into witchcraft anyway. Oh, yes, she was. Absolutely. That book puts a spell on your kids. I know that sounds weird, but it's actually true. And we'll talk tomorrow more about the alien issue. I wanted to briefly go over the Christian identity, but this goes back around to the pre-Adamic race and their beliefs. All this is interconnected. It's Satan's way to keep us all distracted. Even the point of the absurdity of us actually contemplating war with China, right? You know, let's go back there about that. You know, we got a war with China. China's doing this, doing that. Really, do you now? Well, can someone explain to me why Billy Bob Carter and Billy Bob Clinton and Carter and even today they have 257 plus foreign trade zones? And yet at the same time, we're talking about U.S. accuses China of provoking the Philippines. What's going on here? Why come Ron Paul, Rand Paul, this, that, and the other aren't screaming about close down China's foreign trade zones at the same time? The U.S. accuses China of provoking Philippines. We got a world war getting ready, dropping the bomb from China and Russia on America. And yet we let them in the country and train the military and allow them bases. Something's not right here. Somebody's been taken for a fool. You know, how about that? Let's open up that egg, you know. How about that? I got news for him. Proverbs 12, verse 7. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. Matthew 24, 24. For there shall rise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. And boy, we're heading that way right now. Family, the distractions are going to come at you to stop you from preaching the Word of God. It's going to happen. Be ready for it. You have to fight. You have to become obsessed with Jesus Christ. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a smart move. Because he's eternal. And that is the rule, not the exception. Right now, people aren't worried about it. They got their daily lives to consider and all this and all that and paying the bills and so forth and so on. Until that paradigm changes, oh, it's going to be a whole different ball game. Many of them don't know that yet. They're going to find out. And that's when you really go to work. That's when you really go to work. Transhumanism was already done. They're going to come out of the woodwork when it happens. They're going to release the Nephilim. Family, we're at the end of the program. And I appreciate y'all visiting. Tonight, Bible study, 7:30 to 9, and the rest of this week. Broadcast, 4 to 6, rest of this week, 4 to 6 p.m., watchforjesus.com. Also, remind you, we're played up at highportradio.net, highportradio.net. John Kirkler, he's building his network. I'm not sure when he's going to stop, but he's been putting one antenna up every month to build it up. He's focused on that. High Point, excuse me, that would be the name of the network. New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York. And we also are played in Colorado, KBLU Radio, Blue Raven Network. And I invite you to come to my website and my Facebook, Watch for Jesus, and visit. Also my archives, if you want to use them. Y'all have a great evening. And for those who want to, I'll be here tonight, 7:30. Bible study. Family, it's coming around to it. Because you can see it escalating, as I've tried to point out today. And with evidence to show you how it is up to date. And it's really true about this humanist manifesto and what's going on and how they're maneuvering us entirely. They all work together. The whole news to everything. Your Alex Joneses and Squales and all these. Family, they work with the Illuminati. It's called fear-mongering. It's called distraction. Is the police becoming more despotic? Yeah, they are. They want you to know that. It's part of the dialectic. They want to balkanize America and want you to like it too. To overthrow the government, to bring on another despotic government. One pot for the kettle. Rand Paul will be no better than anybody else. Oh, they'll give prosperity and all this to placate and dumb us down again. Pay off your debt, Nasara, whatever. Give me the violin. People will buy off on it. And then what's going to happen? The falling away will be ensuing against God. Under the guise of being blessed, it will not be so. It's called a placate. Be ready. Study how to lead someone to Jesus. That's the bottom line of everything. So y'all have a great night. And know that Jesus Christ won on the cross of Calvary. They've lost already. They just want to keep you in fear. To keep you guessing. Keep you worried. And that's against God. Show strength. Prayer. Fasting. And stay strong, in spite of it all. Good night. God bless. It's the Watchman signing off. We're shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappear in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace. Good night, God bless, and the show will continue with the 24-hour loop. God bless.